This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on your Tuesday Breakfast Show on Joy 94.9 with SJ and Jono. Now, SJ, when some people move to a new country, they normally do something to adapt to the local culture or get themselves known.
Yeah.
These next boys auditioned for X Factor.
It's one way to make a giant splash. We've got John, Tom and Robin in the studio. They are JTR. Welcome to Joy.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
You guys have fabulous hair is the
thank
first
you.
Thing
oh,
that
thank
I'm seeing. Was it because you were inspired by Justin Bieber or did you come
actually,
up with it first?
I got inspired by Twilight.
You look like Edward from Twilight. Totally.
With the hair and everyone's like, "Oh, you're just copying Justin Bieber." I'm like, "No, I'm copying Twilight."
Because that's better.
Yeah, so much more cool.
You guys were living in Sweden and you moved to Australia, auditioned for X Factor. Yep. What's the biggest difference between living in Sweden and living in Australia?
Oh, the weather. Yeah.
Better or worse?
It's better here.
Here, yeah.
You got summer all year round. Like for us, winter is snow and really, really freezing.
Yeah. Like but your summers are absolutely beautiful in Sweden.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and but it's for like 3 weeks.
And your people in general are very, very pretty. Yeah. In Australia, it's a bit kind of hit and
miss. We know.
I don't know.
You can't see them, but we are staring at three ridiculously beautiful boys. We will post a picture on our Facebook, won't we, John?
We will, but I think we're supposed to be talking about the music.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so what are some of the best things that you learned from being on X Factor?
Just confidence on stage. I reckon it's really important.
Confidence and just, confident with all the cameras around and just playing for a lot of people. Yeah. It was like university for us.
Really? Yeah. So you weren't nervous at all about playing in front of the crowds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course you are.
But that's the thing, you learn. So you can adapt from that. Because before we did X Factor, we just wrote our album. We did single, blah, 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 blah. And we were like, well, we haven't performed anything. We're like,
so we should get out and play for people.
So we did. Yeah. For 2 million viewers
every week.
That's crazy.
Did you have like obviously Nat Bass was the judge that looked after you.
Yeah.
Was she pretty good to you guys?
She
was amazing.
Yeah, she was awesome. We really learned a lot.
Because she's a big fan of the station. She's been in here a few times and we love her as well. So.
She's cool. So good. Cool. Yeah, such a lovely human being.
Awesome. You guys have just released your debut single, Ride, which is actually doing really well back in Sweden.
Yeah.
You moved to the other side of the world. Do you think you might have to prop back for a bit of promo over there or something?
We might have to. We haven't done anything there yet, so we'll probably go back this summer or something.
Yeah. So did you guys start out sort of practicing in a garage? Like, do you have one of those amazing stories?
I think we all did our own stuff. So we had a garage with a drum set and guitar and stuff. So we did our own bands and stuff. I played in a Swedish punk band with my little bass guitar.
It was not cool to do it with your brothers when we were younger.
I didn't want to do
something. You were the oldest.
Yeah.
For us, it was cool.
Yeah.
You guys are about to tour locally. What can people expect of your live shows?
Just good live music. We've got three guys from Sweden coming down playing in the band with us. And we're just going to play the album, a few covers maybe.
And have lots of fun.
Have lots of fun.
I definitely get the impression that you guys know how to rile up a crowd. Like, I can see you guys getting quite crazy on stage.
Yeah, we're going to be a lot of jumping, I think.
Yeah.
Jumping, dancing.
Definitely.
You're going to have most of our listeners coming to see you. I can guarantee
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Froth with SJ and Jono. And we have JTR in the studio. That's John, Tom and Robin. Their album Touchdown is released on March the 7th. For more info, you can head to the boys' social media pages.
Yep.
But so you haven't been in Australia for very long and you're getting a little bit of an Australian twang.
Yeah, well, Robin's doing
come
this.
On, let's hear it.
G'day, guys. Name's Rodney. Yeah, Anya. Anya, mate, yeah.
And I've all of your fans stop listening now.
Yes, probably.
Well, I choose not to use that accent because I can't have, like, a middle thing. Or I go, like, very Australian or very not Australian.
Nothing. same as me. It's like, throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah.
No.
I've lived here for 8 years and even I can't do an Australian accent.
It's true.
But what I can do are games.
Yeah.
And I've got a game.
Yes.
Which is a bit of a stupid game, but, because we're a little bit stupid here on Tuesday mornings.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to name something.
Yep.
But, John, you have to name something starting with J. Tom, you've got to name something starting with T, and Robin, you've got to name something starting with R. Okay. And it's a competition between the three of you. The first person to think up something and shout out an answer wins. So if I was to say name a fish, then Tom, you might say tuna. Because it starts with T.
This okay. is hard for us.
This is Swedish. Really
don't even try and pull that as an excuse.
Rotten fish.
And I'm going to score
that
it.
That would work.
So first person to answer wins the point. You ready?
Yeah.
Name an airline.
Jetstar.
Well done.
Yay, well done. Name a pop song.
Rolling Deep.
Well done, Robin. Name a movie.
Come on, his hair is from that
Titanic.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going with Twilight.
He can't. Yeah, he can't answer Twilight. Yeah,
no, okay. I know, but Tom can.
Yeah.
Name a town in Australia.
Townsville.
Oh,
you've got the easiest letter, I reckon.
Yeah, he does.
Name a girl.
Jenny.
Yep.
Well done. John's that was John. Name an animal.
Tiger.
Nice, Tom.
Tom's taking the lead again.
Oh my god, I suck at this.
Name a country.
Russia.
Well done. Russia.
I got Russia.
Name a TV show.
No, I can't.
I can't even think of a TV show. That's TV a hard show question.
Really? I don't think we're going to. Isn't Twilight a TV show?
No.
What about the Today?
You could have The Vampire Diaries. Or The something.
The Vampire Diaries.
I think we'll give that one to Tom. Yeah. The Vampire Diaries.
Name a drink.
Tequila.
I think we had an input in there, but anyway.
What? That's
cheating. And finally, name your favourite thing.
Jellyfish.
What?
That's John's
How is that your favourite thing?
That is a lie, but well done. So who's won?
Tom's won that, you know.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Tom.
Woo.
That's Thank the JTR quiz. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a bit of fun. Good luck with the tour around Australia.
Thank you.
And the debut single. If people want to find out more information about JTR, where do they head?
Just our
JTR official everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Just JTR official.
Yeah.
Can you promise me one thing?
What?
Because obviously you guys are going to get more and more and more and more famous. Can you stay nice like this?
No.
Can you not become those people?
No, of course. It doesn't work like that.
Even if you own Lamborghinis and all that kind of stuff, just stay like
this. I don't want a Lamborghini, but I want to feel cool.
I want a Maserati.
It's been lots of fun, guys. Thanks heaps.
Thank you.
Thanks, see you.
You're on Joy 94.9 with SJ and Jono on your Tuesday morning.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.